Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making our way through Monday morning, 9:09, joined by President of St. Charles Parish, Matt Jewell. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
I'm looking at a picture here from the NOLA.com, somebody with a flooded house in Norco. And, man, that just breaks my heart every time I see it. And I can't even imagine having to go through that. Have you ever had that happen to you personally or not?
No, Tommy, I have not had that personally happen to me. But I can tell you, being the parish president, knowing that, you know, you're in charge of infrastructure in the parish, and when you see someone flood, it just makes you sick to your stomach. And unfortunately, in this event, we had some folks in Norco and a couple of folks in the parish who've had some repeat flooding just with the crazy weather that we've had with Hurricane Ida and, you know, flooding in 2020 and now Hurricane Francine. So it makes you sick to your stomach see it. But we're actively working on trying to make improvements there.
That's the response that I have, Matt, because you're tired from the storm, right? You're exhausted from the prep and everything else, and now all of a sudden it's hot as hell. You got no power, and guess what? You're cutting out, what, 2 feet of sheetrock from the floor? If you're lucky, if that's all you have to do?
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at it, you know, I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if you get 1 inch or one foot. You know, the effects are pretty much the same. When you get that water in your home. And again, you know, we're working really hard to actively fix that. We have projects ready, almost ready to go in Norco in months. We have projects that are really almost ready to go to bid in Destrehan, as well as projects that are underway currently. And, you know, what I'll tell you is that, you know, looking at the amount of rain we got and when Hurricane Francine stalled over us, and I've reached out to a couple of meteorologists and confirmed what we saw in our weather stations, which is what we got 9 to 10 inches of rain, and the Doppler accumulations are anywhere from 9 to 12 inches of rain. Mm. Norco really got the brunt of it. I mean, the worst of the worst. There was a real small cell within all that really bad rain that was just even worse than what everybody else was getting, and Norco got that, which is just, you know, heartbreaking again for a community that's had, you know, this repeat flooding now for a couple of years. But, you know, I'm confident based off of what we're looking at from those previous storms, which this rainfall was very similar to those, the amount of flooding that we had has come down significantly. So that is at least a step in the right direction, but I know that's no consolation to anybody who flooded in this storm.
But in all fairness, Matt, to you and everybody else, you can do whatever you want. But with that kind of rainfall, is there anything you can really do? I mean,
no, the system isn't designed for it, and, you know, people start questioning about culverts and this, that, and the other. Look, when the culverts become overwhelmed, when the pump station is overwhelmed, at a certain point, there's really just nothing you can do but pray to God that it stops in time before it gets to your house. And I know that's what I was doing, and I know that's what a lot of people were doing across the parish that night when Hurricane Francine was hitting. You know, when we look at projects to do, we're looking at ways to try to keep our main canals as low as possible. And normally what that entails is increasing the size of your sump as well as increasing the capacity of your pump station. We have a project to do that in Norco. It's a complex project. It requires permits from the Corps of Engineers because we're right up against the spillway levee, and we're going to be discharging into the spillway. Same thing in Munch, similar type of project. But if we can keep our canals as low as possible, that keeps those culverts draining. Once the canal gets too high, everything just stops, and you're just at God's mercy at that point.
And I always say you're a policy guy because you are, but it goes back to what a contractor will tell you, which is, you know, we can do anything you want if you got the money. You could, I guess, design a system that could accommodate 9 to 12 inches of rainfall. It would be extremely expensive and really cost prohibitive. And how often would you use it, right? I mean,
it would be cost prohibitive. It'd be incredibly expensive, and a lot of it would entail widening canals and widening pump stations to where to get to the point you'd literally have to just buy out people's homes.
That's what I'm saying.
And put canals where their homes are. And, you know, what we're trying to do, we know we can't build to, you know, the 100-year storm, but we've upped our requirement for our storm system from a 10-year to a 25-year storm. And that just means that the system is going to be able to design to handle more rainfall, a higher rainfall rate and more rainfall overall. And not only when we go out and change culverts throughout our, throughout the system, we are upsizing those culverts to meet that 25-year. And if we have new developers coming in, we're requiring retention and detention, and we're requiring them to size everything in their drain system for 25 years. So we did that after the 2020 floods. So we have made progress in that regard. But, building a resilient community doesn't happen overnight, and we're trying to keep our foot on the gas to make that happen.
Yeah, when it comes to construction standards like fortified this or elevated that, has anything changed in the parish? Are you contemplating anything like that, Matt?
You know, the state has the new standard. They're highly recommending fortified roofs. We agree with that standard. Insurance companies have said they will give a discount to residents who build to the fortified standard as far as roofing goes. And we think that's great. We don't think that the discounts are as high enough, really. Mm-hmm. When you look at Alabama, they're getting anywhere from 25 to 50% discount on their property insurance having a fortified roof. I would really like to see that from the insurance companies in Louisiana. We're not seeing that yet, but that's how you really get people to buy into that system is giving that large discount, because if you can go from paying $5,000 to $2,500, okay, now you're able to pay off that, you know, you're able to kind of pay off that roof, which will be 20 to 30% more expensive for a fortified roof a lot quicker.
And when it comes to elevation, is there any way you can elevate yourself out of a 9 to 12 inch rainfall?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the houses that did not flood this time were elevated through our FEMA elevation program. Mm-hmm. There are strict requirements through FEMA to qualify. You have to be considered a severe repetitive loss, which means, or a repetitive loss, and that means you flooded a certain amount of times and made claims over a 10-year period or more. And we've successfully lifted, probably over 30 homes, I think, in the last few years. And we are, every year when we know that there's going to be money in that program, we apply for our residents. And a lot of cases, those are up to 100% covered by FEMA. And so we encourage our residents to do that. I tell them all the time, I am working to try to solve the drainage solutions, but elevation is your best defense against flooding.
So how does somebody go about that, Matt, if they are a repetitive flooder, money's available every year, or they apply through the parish, through the state, through the federal government?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we get a list of people who apply, who qualify, mm-hmm. and we will physically and through telephone reach out to those residents and ask them if they're interested in doing the home elevation program. There is a lot of paperwork involved to do it, There are some stipulations about flood insurance afterwards. You have to carry flood insurance in perpetuity. But they will, you know, I got one person whose elevation is going to cost about $300,000. It's a large house, and that property is covered 100% by FEMA for that elevation. And, you know, that's, we always talk about nobody should have to worry or lose sleep at night when it starts raining and worrying about their home flooding. This is one of those programs that takes that away from our residents and really gives them peace of mind. But we know that it's just a tool in the toolkit. We've got to continue doing what we do by improving conveyance on our railroad tracks, increasing pumping capacity, adding storage, all the things that we can do in our bailiwick.
I don't want to get too caught up in that one project, but after that, for example, after $300,000, 100%, you raise the house and they got to carry flood insurance in perpetuity. Do they get a break on the flood insurance?
Well, that's getting into a whole other subject. We really aren't seeing too much of a break in
it's crazy.
In the FEMA, you know, the FEMA premium, which is crazy because not only they're elevating 2 feet above their BFE, so they set what the base flood elevation is, and then they're elevating 2 feet above that. You would think you'd see a substantial break, but like I say with the entire risk rating 2.0 program, just like the elevation program, they're just trying to recoup their money. So if they elevate your home, they're trying to recoup the money from you as quick as they can. And with risk rating 2.0, they're trying to recoup all the money from Hurricane Katrina. That's really what that's all about.
I thought about you over the weekend when I opened my bill, and it was now over $1,000. It used to be $280, I think. Let's talk about the electricity, Entergy's response, and so forth.
You know, Entergy did very well in this storm, I really feel. Of course, it wasn't as big of a wind event as we thought, at least in St. Charles Parish. And I think when you look at the outage map, especially after the storm, and the outages get denser towards the coast where you did have those strongest winds. But Entergy's response was really good this time. They really have worked hard, especially in St. Charles Parish, to get everybody up. I think we were all back online as of Saturday. That really is an incredible feat, just considering that their own standard is usually about a week past the storm for a Category 2, Category 1. And, you know, after Hurricane Ida, I demanded that we have an Entergy representative in our EOC who rode out the storm with us so that we could get to work immediately and help them allocate those resources to our critical infrastructure, like our parish government buildings, our schools, our lift stations. And we saw, we got that for this storm, having a representative, and we saw a direct, you know, really a noticeable improvement. We were able to have school on Friday after a storm that made landfall on Wednesday. That was an incredible feat in and of itself.
I know you're I hate to say policy wonk, but I know you're going to have an after-action review of this and everything. What is it that worked so well, very, very well in St. Charles Parish? What is it that perhaps didn't, other than, you know, obviously, I guess, with the 9 to 12 inches of rain, didn't work so well?
Yeah, I think when you look at from a messaging standpoint, our PIO team, our communications team, they did a tremendous job understanding what messages needed to go out beforehand. We didn't have to react to the public on a lot of that, a lot of the information that was put out. We knew what we had to put out. We knew what we had to put out post storm as well. And that's a direct, learning scenario from Hurricane Ida. So I think that worked really well. Our response, our public works teams did a tremendous job getting sandbags out to our recreation teams did a great job preparing their sites, their facilities, as well as helping us deliver sandbags to elderly residents. Our public works team did a tremendous job going through the watersheds, topping off all the fuel at our pump stations and preparing to, you know, flood fight and bolster some of the areas that are prone to storm surge. And I think when you just look at overall, we did a really, really good job. Obviously, if the storm would have moved through like it was supposed to move through, we would not have gotten the rain or the flooding that we did. But we know now that, you know, we need to continue keeping our foot on the gas. And again, like I said, we have a lot of projects that are going to resolve a lot of that flooding. Just takes time, and we're going to get them done.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your time. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
You bet. Matt Jewell, President of St. Charles. Pardon me. Parish will take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting, about a whole lot of things when it comes to water, moisture, mitigation, documentation, filing insurance claims, hiring contractors, generator maintenance, etc. We'll talk about it all when we come back. If you got any questions for Paul, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.